You are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady in Fatima and the masses of the great doctor of the Church, Saint Robert Bellarmine. I will tell you today about another great saint whose strongest desire was to imitate Our Lady in humility and whose feast day is also commemorated today. He is named Saint John the Silent, and he one day decided to follow the light of the world, and through his love of silence and recollection became a great saint, imitating Our Lady in silence and meekness. John was born in Armenia in the year 454 in the East Roman Empire, and his father's family were the most illustrious generals and governors of that part of the empire. And John's parents were very careful to give their son the most holy education. After their death, he, with part of his inheritance, built a church in honor of the Blessed Virgin, and also a monastery in which John shut himself with 10 companions when he was only 18 years old. The first thing John wanted to obtain was humility, because humility is the foundation and guardian of all virtue. And this he achieved by deep meditation on his own nothingness and his absolute insufficiency, on his numberless faults, and lastly, on the infinite majesty of God. He also guarded himself from the danger of sin by the tongue, and he did this so fervently that he very seldom spoke. And if necessity obliged him to open his mouth, it was always in very few words. This way he gained his name, John the Silent. His monastery was a place of humbling, painful, and useful labor, all the intervals being filled up with public prayer and other necessary duties. And he loved greatly this holy place. But to his extreme sorrow, when John was only 28 years old, the archbishop obliged him to leave his monastery and consecrated him bishop of Colonian in Armenia. In this dignity of the bishop, John preserved always the same spirit and as much as it was compatible with the duties of a bishop, continued his monastic austerities and exercises. Saint John had fulfilled all the duties of a holy bishop for 9 years, refusing to show himself even the necessary conveniences of life, that he might bestow all he possessed on the poor. But after 9 years, while he was watching one night in prayer, he saw before him a bright cross formed in the air, and heard a voice, "If thou desirest to be saved, follow this light." John then saw the lightened cross move before him, and at length point out to a remote monastery in Palestine named the Laura, and guarded by Saint Sabas the abbot. So John found means to abdicate the episcopal charge and embarked in a vessel bound to for Palestine. He went first to Jerusalem and then retired to the monastery shown him by the cross. And that monastery at that time contained 150 fervent monks. Saint Sabas, the abbot of the monastery, not knowing who John was, treated him as a regular lay brother, making him to carry out different chores, like fetch water, carry stones, and serve the workmen in building a new hospital. John obeyed and became a hard worker, continuing always recollected in God, always cheerful and always silent. Our saint spent 4 years in work and prayer. When Saint Sabas judged, still ignorant of his true rank, seemed him worthy to be ordained to the priesthood. So Sabas presented John to the patriarch for ordination. And when they came to the church where the ordination was to be performed, John said to the patriarch, "Holy Father, I have something to tell you in private, after which, if you judge me worthy, I will receive holy orders." So the patriarch took him aside, and John, having obtained from him a promise of secrecy, revealed that he was truly a bishop and only came to Palestine to do silent penance and serve the Lord in silence. The patriarch was startled, and calling in Saint Sabas, said to him, "I desire to be excused from ordaining this man on account of some particulars he has discovered to me." Saint Sabas went back much afflicted, fearing naturally that John had been guilty of some grievous crime. But under this uncertainty, God revealed to him the state of the affair. And finding himself discovered, Saint John wanted to leave the monastery, but he stayed after Saint Sabas promised never to reveal his secret. After this, Saint John retired to a hermitage in connection with the monastery and continued his silent life of prayer until he died in the year 558. He was then 104 years old, having lived of his life 76 years in the desert, which had only been interrupted by the 9 years of his episcopal dignity. His life, always imitating the modesty and hidden life of Our Lady, teaches us that a heart which is united to God finds the tumult of creatures and the noise of the world an insupportable burden. A love of Christian silence, or a silence of virtue, is a proof that a soul makes it her greatest delight to be occupied only on God. And that kind of a soul, who worries only about God, finds no true comfort except conversing with God in prayer. This prayer and conversing with God in silence is the paradise of all devout souls, and it is fortified by intercession of saints and the example of our Blessed Virgin Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.